This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders from across the world are criticizing the haphazard global response to a microscopic virus that unleashed economic havoc and took nearly 1 million lives in its march across the globe. Kazakhstan's president called it a critical collapse of global cooperation. The coronavirus pandemic and its consequences topped the list of concerns on the second day of pre-recorded speeches by world leaders Wednesday at the General Assembly's first virtual high-level meeting. Countries large and small spoke about struggling to deal with its impact without international coordination. Pleas from the world to work together to combat the scourge and other global problems have taken the forefront. During a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said that science will guide the decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. Hours after a Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville police for Breonna Taylor's death and protesters took to the streets, authorities said two officers were shot and wounded Wednesday night during the demonstrations expressing anger over the killings of black people at the hands of police. The violence comes after prosecutors said two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor, a black woman, were justified in using force to protect themselves after they said they faced gunfire from her boyfriend. This is VOA News. The United States Wednesday announced new sanctions against Cuba, aimed at further denying sources of revenue to the government in Havana. President Donald Trump says his administration stands with the Cuban people, but not the Cuban government.
The Treasury Department will prohibit U.S. travelers from staying at properties owned by the Cuban government. We're also further restricting the importation of Cuban alcohol and Cuban tobacco.
At a ceremony recognizing veterans of the Bay of Pigs invasion, U.S. President Trump says he's tightening the restrictions against Cuba to financially starve the island's government. Two Republican-led Senate committees release a report on Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Grassio with details.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, says the probe into Hunter Biden's affairs in Ukraine was a good investigation and it was not politically motivated. On Wednesday, Johnson's committee and the Senate Finance Committee released their report, which concludes Hunter Biden's paid board position with the Ukrainian gas company Burisma created conflict of interest concerns for the Obama administration. At the time, Vice President Joe Biden was in charge of administration policy with Ukraine. The Biden campaign immediately panned the report. Mike Grassio, Washington.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has assumed his sixth term in office. An inauguration ceremony that officials did not announce in advance was held Wednesday. State news agency Beltra reported that the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital with several hundred government officials, lawmakers, and media representatives all present. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the official result of the August 9th election that resulted in Lukashenko's re-election. Eastern Libyan forces said Wednesday they killed the leader of the Islamic State group in North Africa during a raid in the southern desert. The Libyan National Army spokesman said that Abu Muaz al-Araki was among nine militants killed during the raid, but was only identified afterwards. Islamic State in Libya was formed by al-Qaeda militants who then took advantage of the chaos after the 2011 uprising against Muammar Gaddafi to seize territory and launch attacks. The group took control of the central coastal city in early 2015 and established a presence in the vast southern desert, as well as active affiliates or cells in major cities. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's the hits.